Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Really quick, just food for thought, this is live radio. I just checked out, no one is there to support Joe Biden, and look at polls up, friends. The AP, another propaganda outlet under the CIA's control. Biden 2024, most of his own unconstitutional party say no to Joe Biden. No one loves Joe Biden. Most, as they call them, Democrats don't want Biden. The list goes on. I showed you before he became what this Mockingbird media wanted you to believe when it came to his presidency in an attempt to legitimize it. I showed you that in Arizona, friends. I showed you the video itself of the mainstream media and their useful idiots highlighting the fact that there was not one person in support of Joe Biden. Matter of fact, even when they did their whole inauguration, the whole inaugural prayer there at the Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States, it was interesting that they had to close that all off. Of course, what was the reason? Nobody was there to support Joe Biden. And then I also took the time to show you even of that whore, and literally, and naturally, and spiritually, friends, that's exactly what she is. And she is a shame, and she's scary because she's unashamed and unabashed for who she is. And I'm talking about Kamala Harris. I'm embarrassed for her, and I'm embarrassed for the American people even to take this whatever you want to call her seriously, and I don't know that anybody does, which I'm happy to say. But it was interesting, even after the inaugural prayer, after Joe Biden got 80 million votes, the mainstream media wanted you to believe. Interestingly enough, when she came back to Orange County in California, where there were 7 million people, you know how many people welcomed her back? Two people. I'm not making it up. I'm not making it up, friends. And what we're going to talk about today is, are these presidential contenders that are being put in your face right now, are they really the people's pick? I'm here to tell you, no, they're not the people's pick. I'm absolutely confidently and affirmatively telling you that these people are not the people's pick. It, no matter who you talk to, 90% of the questions that are asked, 90% will be given in answer to the affirmative of what I'm about ready to say right now. Did you vote for any of these guys? And the answer will always be, yeah, that was the only options that were given unto us. Matter of fact, I just talked to a lawman, and I'm not talking about a sheriff or a police officer, but I was talking to a lawman yesterday, and I was pulling down the lies of the mainstream media as to how they want you to believe that the options that are given are really there as the people's pick. And then I highlighted the fact that there was 1,162 different presidential contenders that the American people even never knew of. And why is that? Because the mainstream media censored them and suppressed the information. That is illegal in this country. But it goes on. Why? Because the people keep getting caught up into the establishment that they say they're sick and tired. tired of. I mean, Americans, does it ever get to the point where you're embarrassed for what you do? And I'm not talking about those that are innocent. I'm talking about those that are caught up to the establishment that they sit there and do nothing more but complain about. And then at the end of the day, they tolerate it. Okay. I don't know how that's working out for you, but I can tell you it's not working out for us very well. We're going to get to that, and I'm going to go back to some of the said presidential contenders that became president, where I can show you clearly the people did not support them in any sense of the word. So we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes here. I wanted to highlight this really quick because as I'm writing my second book, I got my first one done, I hope. You know how that goes if you've ever written a book before. But I'm on my second book, and then I have a third one to go. But in the process of doing so, I'm looking up. I'm cross-checking every word. I'm crossing my T's, dotting the I's, per se, to make sure that it's absolutely perfectly done. And what I did is I looked up the word consummate, and I thought it was interesting because I just went into Google and I typed in consummate, okay? And I thought, well, okay, so what is their definition of it? And what I always do is I always go back to the 1828 Webster's Dictionary to cross-check the definitions because they have clearly been watered down and in some cases inverted. They're diametrically opposed of what they used to mean back in the 1800s. Even, by the way, going up into the 1950s, the words are completely backwards in many cases. For example, let me give you consummate. I want to consummate today. You know what the word means, a modern definition of consummate? It means make a marriage or relationship complete by what? Having sexual intercourse. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you, friends. So what I did is I went to Webster's 1828, and I looked up the word consummate, and I knew it was going to have nothing to do with sexual intercourse. They're just pulling this stuff out of air, friends, and they're throwing that muck right on you, aren't they? For those that don't go further than Google, you need to go further than Google. So I looked up the word consummate in Webster's 1828. Do you know what the word means? It means to end, to finish by completing what was intended, to perfect, to bring, to carry to the utmost or degree. What does that have to do with making a marriage complete by having sexual intercourse? Really? By the way, I did a magazine. This is probably 20 years ago. It's one of the first ones that we did. And it's interesting. All of these topics in which we covered back then is exactly what we're dealing with today. And I'm saying that praising God and thank you for the Holy Ghost. But what's interesting to note is I was highlighting the definitions and making distinction between the way that you're being taught today and the way that you were taught in the past. And you go to the words, for example, like lust and love. Now they mean completely the opposite of what they used to mean according to the Webster's 1828. Americans, you need to understand that your truth is being watered down on a daily basis. You're being desensitized. You're being dumbed down. They're attempting to wear you down constantly so you just throw your hands up in the air and say, what's the sense? No. Go to the right resources and everything will make sense. That's why you go to the Word of God, which brings the answers to America's dilemma and mankind's dilemma as a whole. Okay, so anyways, I just wanted to highlight that really quick. Cross-check all of your information. Cross-check everything Bradley Dean says here on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Cross-check everything the morning show host says, okay, according to the Word and according to the Constitution. I'm going to come back on the other side, and I want to highlight something that I had noticed right after we seen the movie The Sounds of Freedom, and people made me aware of it, but it really had no detriment as to the message that I was sounding off on. So I'm going to come right back to that in just a moment, and then I want to show you some of the things taking place across the country, and then we'll get to the main topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
Brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth. And we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to go over to the schedule, we are going to be preaching at the Buffalo Covenant Church tonight in Buffalo, Minnesota, and it's available on the schedule. We just put the address up there for you this morning, and the reason we did that, friends, is because there was people that were trying to sabotage the meeting tonight, and hopefully because most people in the church don't understand the cross, and if they don't understand the cross, they're not going to understand the opposition and the persecution that Jesus promised to those that actually follow him. So with that said, again, friends, Buffalo Covenant Church, Minnesota, and the address is up there as well on the schedule. Do check it out. Also wanted to let you go ahead and take a peek at this on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can get the live feed, and what you want to do is subscribe to that page. And when you go to that page, subscribe to the top left side of that page, and you'll find SOL Radio on our Rumble feed. But I wanted to show you this. So a new guy that had called in and said that he was going to be a part of the protest that we did last month at the Target in Buffalo, Minnesota. I found out he does woodwork. This is wood. This is cherry wood. Check us out on social media platforms, and you can see this also on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com as well. And when you look at it, it is so well done. I was blown away, but I'd asked him, I said, I heard you do woodwork. He said, yeah. And somebody sent me a little picture of a shield. It was just the circle part of the shield here. And I called him up, and I said, hey, Reese, can I go ahead and have you make me one of those? And he did. And he gifted it to me, and I want to in turn show you how well this was detailed. And what it is the armor of God, and it talks about the breastplate, the sword, the helmet, the belt, the shield, and the sandals, Ephesians 6:10-20. And it is just, honestly, friends, second to none. I wanted to show you that. And I think that if you're interested in having him do one for you, you can contact us, and I'll forward it over to Reese, who's responsible for doing all the work on this shield here for what you pertain. So anyways, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not make... Gee whiz, I'm sitting here looking at live chats right now. Okay, so somebody told me they did a rebuttal concerning the constitutional republic in which we are. Oh, okay, you can call in and you can rebuttal me on the radio. I don't have time to go through 200 and 300 emails every day, folks, just for the record. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. So let's get to this. You guys have all heard the movie came out, Sound of Freedom. And I went and seen it. And I trusted what was done before by Caviezel and understanding how it was prophetically put up. I don't know if you know this or not, but months before Caviezel was to play Jesus in Mel Gibson's The Passion, somebody had actually walked up to him and told him that you're going to play Jesus prophetically. And then months later, he was called in by Mel Gibson and basically asked him if he wanted to play the role of Jesus. And we all know the rest of that. It's history. It's the greatest movie ever made in the history of movies. That's true. And so when he started talking about what was going on with this child trafficking, I was already knee-deep into it, and I already understood that this is what was going on, and I also knew who was responsible for it on so many different levels. And so when he came out with Sounds of Freedom, I wanted to go check it out in support of what he was doing. That was it, nothing more. And when I went through the movie, as I shared when I first seen this and gave you my assessment of it, I just sat down and I just told you, I said, everything I seen didn't surprise me. But what caught me was at the end of the movie when he told us that he hit every obstacle in the way from the making of the movie to the distribution of the movie. It took them 5 years to make the movie. Okay. Well, after I did that, of course, we got all the people out there that want absolutely no good news. They want no light. They want to stay in the darkness and which they're at, and what they did is they started to cap on the people as being Masons. Here's the deal, folks. In spite of you, God's finger, in spite of our forefathers, in spite of who we are today, God's fingerprints are all over this country and all over who we are, in spite of us sinners, okay? Okay, just so we all understand that. And so in the process of that, people started calling out this guy as being a Mason. And I didn't care because that's not what I extracted from the movie. What I seen in the movie is exactly what I knew was happening as a fact. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's enough information out there for people to be absolutely confirmed in their convictions that this is truly going on. Just ask the kids. Kids, right? And so we recently got some information that, and I told you after the movie, I said, beware of what may be used outside of this. And I used Rahm Emanuel, the dead fish, the old Chicago tyrant that was appointed by none other than the foreign sodomite, that Barack Hussein Obama. And by the way, he admitted it after he got out of office. Of course, nobody wanted to hear it while he was in office because it might cost them too much. And they might lose their sponsors, right? Rather than setting the people free and telling them the truth. John 8:32. So I told the people, I said, beware, because what they might want to do out of this is they might want to try to create out of this crisis that they didn't create. They didn't want a crisis to go to waste, said Rahm Emanuel. And I said, watch out for the pill and the jam. And so shortly thereafter, sure enough, they started bringing forth the news that the individual that was responsible for actually going underground to rescue these kids, Tim Ballard, was a Mason, and he was basically telling the people, you know what, I'm absolutely convinced that we need to get children chipped. Okay? Chipped. And right when I seen that, I said, there it is. No. Instead of getting the children chipped to make sure that the bad guys don't traffic their kids, how about the people in this country, the 325.9 million people, stand up and deal with the bad guys that are committing the crimes in the first place? Why are you throwing that idea on the children rather than taking responsibility in dealing with the bad guys, Tim Ballard, that you all the well know exist? People are upside down in their thinking as to how to bring resolve. And I'll tell you why. Because they don't know the Word of God. The Bible says evil men understand not judgment. And why is that? Because the wicked forsake God's moral law. Read Proverbs 28. It'll share all that information right there for you. So I want to go back to this and bring this to a close. I don't care that Tim Ballard said that he wants to put chips in kids. Everybody has enough common sense to know where that's leading. I mean, what does beg the question is why Tim Ballard would even suggest such an idea. Yes, I'll give that to you. But I'm not sorry for telling you to go see the Sounds of Freedom, because I'm here to tell you, and so are millions of people across the planet, that they are faithfully telling you that this is in fact happening, and the government is in fact behind it. The burden of proof is on you now, not on Bradley Dean. Go see Sounds of Freedom, friends, because it is happening. There's no question about it. And I am not sorry for promoting that movie in any sense of the word, because that's not what I promoted. What I promoted is the people need to get busy and protect their kids. Okay? I also want to show you how the kids, really quick, are having to defend themselves once again from the grown-ups that are allowing the corruption in their government to persistently target them and zero in on their generation. Did you see this? This is fantastic. This is good news. Look at this, friends. We have the U.S. women's team saying that they'll all quit if this man that calls himself Leah Thomas gets a tryout. Hey, folks, what's going to happen when everybody does that? I mean, we've seen it with Bud Light. We've seen it with Converse. We've seen it with the L.A. Dodgers. We've seen it with Starbucks. We've seen anybody. We've seen it with Target. We've seen anybody and everybody that has supported this, what they call transgender criminal movement. It's completely regurgitated right back in the face of the criminals that mean to advocate the crimes, right? But what happens when everybody says, nope, we're not doing that anymore? We're not doing that anymore. See, the kids are having to do that. They're saying, listen, this man that's going out there setting records, by the way, before when he was in men's leagues, he couldn't set a record to save his life. But now he's setting all these records when he's swimming against women. Is that fair play? No, that's twisted, and that's sick on the behalf of the American people that sit back and tolerate this garbage. This is crime. Read Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. Read Leviticus 18, 20. Leviticus 20, 13. Go to Jude 1, 7, again, the fruits. Go to Romans 1, 26. Go to the end of the chapter. Read your Bibles, friends. You remain free when you're in Christ. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That is in Christ. 2 Corinthians 3, 17, and also John 8, 32. Read the Bible and confirm what I just said. Amen. I'll be right back on the other side. We're going to kick off the main topic here.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News Update. A powerful heat dome is expanding across the southern U.S. Tens of millions of Americans across several states are under heat advisories, including California, Nevada, and Arizona. Forecasters say record-breaking heat is expected through the middle of the week from Texas to the lower Mississippi Valley. House Democrats say it's not surprising Donald Trump could soon be facing a federal indictment in the special counsel's investigation into the 2021 Capitol riot.
Time and time again, our focus was to seek the truth and to make sure that there's accountability.
Democratic Caucus Chair Pete Aguilar told reporters today he appreciates the work of the Justice Department and believes the agency is focused on holding people accountable. Retail sales rose slightly in June. The Commerce Department says retail sales rose 0.2% last month, which is less than expected. Economists had forecast a 0.5% increase. Retail sales minus autos and gas rose 0.6%. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Okay, so if you remember or recollect some time ago, I was highlighting the fact that when you look at, again, history, because it's coming full circle right now, when you look back at the Third Reich, because that's what's happening here under Klaus Schwab, friends, and those that are sold out to his devilish cause, they're trying to establish a Fourth Reich. Nobody can deny this. Nobody is denying this. As a matter of fact, everybody's acknowledging this after 5 years of warning about this, and here we are. One of the things that I wondered about was the fact that are they going to try pulling a draft here? And this is one more point I want to make before we get going on the show here. And the reason I say that is because if you remember right, when you looked at the politicians, they were throwing all these corrupt legislative policies on the people to accept them under the dictates of Adolf Hitler for the very purpose of demoralizing them. And so they could easily rule them. Well, then what shortly there came after is what? Well, the politicians then brought the Nazis to powers because they were corrupt, and they were the ones that started the war. And how did they do it? Well, the first casualty in every war, as we all the well know, is the truth. And we know that in America today, the politicians can be trusted no further than you can throw them. Matter of fact, let's just call it for what it is. In many cases, they're treasonous. And we can all agree on that. Article 3, Section 3. But what's worse is the people accept it. Okay? There's provision, once again, to lawfully remove them. So, moving forward, I did a little homework on something that I wrote back in 2013. And I wrote a article called "Are We Asleep as the Germans Were of the 1930s?" And what pulled up is Karl Deunitz. He was a German admiral, and he wanted to be the would-be Führer after Adolf Hitler. And this is what it is. He said that the politicians were the one that brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They are the ones that brought about these disgusting crimes. So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we see Biden now possibly calling up military reserves, and people are now beginning to wonder if there's going to be a draft. I can tell you right now, they can go ahead and draft all they want to. But I'm telling the American people right now, to prevent the next war, or to put a stop to the next war, is to prevent it. And the way that you prevent it is by telling the politicians that if you, listen carefully, Americans, if you want the war, then you go. You go first. Because that's what our forefathers did. That's not what they do anymore. And the American people are not awake to it. If you have not read the book by Smedley Bucket, or I'm sorry, Butler, War is a Racket, do yourself a favor and read it. It'll give you a simple understanding. It's about 70 pages long, and it'll give you a simple understanding as to what's going on. Because the war is there because people are profiting from the wars. People are profiting from the wars, okay? General Smedley Butler said back in 1940, he said, our boys were sent off to die with beautiful ideals painted in front of them. No one told them that dollars and cents were the real reason they were marching off to kill and die. So they can call for a draft all they want to. But I'm telling you what, Americans, hold them accountable to the first draft. Make sure that they're the first ones picked in this draft. Okay? Wars stop when you send the politicians to go fight them wars. Okay? By the way, speaking of Joe Biden, I want to go right segue perfectly into are these presidential contenders really the people's pick? I don't need to sit there and belabor the point that nobody believes Joe Biden was voted in by the people. I don't know anybody that believes that. I honestly can say that I don't know that anybody believes that. I think I've seen two stickers with Joe Biden on them since his criminal incumbency. Okay, I want you to listen to this, because this is what they want you to believe. The American people, going back to disgraceful Joe Biden, okay, they wanted you to believe that the one that cheated in law school and got caught was the people's pick to become the next president. Okay? They want you to believe that Joe Biden, who lied about his grades and got caught, was the people's pick. This is what they're doing. Okay? The one that was kicked off for plagiarism on the presidential campaign trail back in 1988, they want you to believe that, all the well knowing, he was busted for stealing other people's speeches, that you still picked Joe Biden for the next president of the United States of America. They want you to believe that. Though he got caught, they still want you to believe that you still were gluttons for punishment and you wanted more of his treason and plagiarism. Okay, and his drug crack-smoking son, his tax-evading son. Okay, they want you to believe that Joe Biden, who lied about his GPA and got caught, was the people's pick. This is how they're selling the same contenders to you today. Okay, they want you to believe that he who lied about his scholarships and got caught, Joe Biden, was the people's pick. They want you to, and everybody knows this is true. They want you to believe that him who sold office incumbents concerning Ukraine and China and got caught somehow or another was busted doing so, want you to believe that you picked him to be the next president. Folks, it's all garbage. It's all predicated and premised on lies and more lies. All of it is. And so are the contenders that are in the mainstream media. Okay? The guy that committed quo pro quo, quid pro quo, quid pro quo to save his crackhead son who got caught. They want you to believe that you invited the crackhead to the People's White House, and yet you voted for him. The same guy that was a part of the rigging of the 2020 elections and got caught. I was just telling a lawman this yesterday. I said, isn't it interesting with all the voter fraud and all the people that are being turned over to the law for being found guilty in committing the act of voter fraud, some reason or another, the mainstream media doesn't want you to believe that there was actually a voter fraud cycle that took across terrain, or should I say across the from coast to coast in the United States in 2020, never existed. I had told him, I said, it's interesting how they tell you that there was no voter fraud, yet people are being delivered up all day long for voter fraud in their prospective cities, towns, states, whatever the case might be in the United States. But just do your best and just do what you're told and don't question anything that they tell you, friends. No, that's exactly what they're doing with the presidential contenders today. It's exactly what they're doing with the presidential contenders. Can I just show you this? Because let me just go over to Canada for a moment. Isn't it interesting how over in Canada the mainstream media would have you believe that, well, the people love Justin Trudeau. They love the guy. And yet every time he opens his mouth, what happens? Someone's there to shut it for him. Anybody ever ask themselves the question why that is? Because people hate his guts. They know that he's appointed. Matter of fact, one woman even confronted him, and I played this on the show, and I'm talking about another said world leader. Well, in America, we don't have leaders. We have representatives, okay? Make the distinction, because it's important that you do. But going back over to Trudeau, who was sold to the people by the Mockingbird media, that everybody wanted Trudeau in office. No, remember when he was talking about certain things, and a woman got up, and she confronted him and telling him that he was guilty of the act of treason and that men that commit treason are to be hung. Do you remember this? Yep, because we played it for you. See, that's the voice of the people in Canada that's being suppressed and censored by big tech companies. That's being the people are being overridden by the inundation of all of these corporations through the media that are bought and paid for by the same corporations worldwide. See, most people don't even think that far, but that's what I'm here to tell you, is you're being lied to again. Let me show you how much the people in Canada love Trudeau. Just to give you an idea, you already know how much they hate Joe Biden here in America, so check this out. They hate his guts. And he's laughing at them. I mean, just consider the crimes that individual himself is responsible for committing against his own people. Same thing with Biden, same thing with Trump, same thing with Obama, same thing with Bush, same thing with the Clintons. And what's worse in America? You all know it's true. You all know it's true. But see, every cycle that comes around concerning the next presidential selections, right? Remember what, in the 1930s, remember what Roosevelt said. Yeah, Roosevelt said that presidents are not elected. He said they are selected. Some reason or another, that doesn't apply to us today. No, how much worse is it today than it was back in the 30s? Look at the control the people that have given to the mainstream media and big tech companies, even to go so far as to suppress your information and censor your information. That's a bulwark to your freedoms and exposing them for their crimes. Facebook is still censoring. YouTube is still censoring. Twitter is still censoring. All the big tech companies, Vimeo, they're still censoring illegally. Oh, wait until they come for your electricity. Wait until they come for your bank accounts. Wait until you don't speak accordingly. And then all of a sudden, what they do is they shut down your phones. Oh, you think that's a joke? That's what's happening right now in China through their social credit scores. See, that's what's funny about Americans. They're so high on themselves. Hey, let me say this scripturally. Take heed that you stand lest you fall, because you're falling, and you're falling hard, America. And not for the right reasons. Americans are doing this to themselves. Let's go back to, let me give you a couple examples. And like, for example, Hillary Clinton. Listen to this carefully. This was in 2013, just to show you that the presidential contenders that you're picking from are handpicked by the powers that are tolerated. And I want to come right back and just show you that they are not the people's pick. The ones that you see through the mainstream media right now as presidential contenders are all hand-picked. Learn from history, friends. Love tells the truth, doesn't compromise it, doesn't debate it. You get the point. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty Radio Show and SonsOfLiberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Okay, so let me just go through and run through some of the candidates that have become the president of corporate America. Put that up against 1871, right, when we were incorporated. I want to show you how the media is, and the powers that are tolerated, are handpicking these presidential contenders while they're overlooking the 1,162 that nobody knows about. Okay, let me say it again. All of the individuals that are being put in front of your face right now as presidential contenders, they are handpicked. Every single one of them. Okay? You're tired of the establishment. I'm exposing the establishment once again. Okay? Let me show you. Okay? We all know that Joe Biden wasn't picked by the people. We all know that as a given. Barack Obama had an excess of 19 million fake Twitter followers, if you didn't know that. As well, they found of Joe Biden that over 11 million Twitter followers were completely bought and paid for, like that of Hillary Clinton. According to two popular online measuring tools, no more than 44% of her Twitter account, her fan base, consisted of real people who are active in using the social media platform. That alone was, by the way, from statuspeople.com, statuspeople.com. It was completely fabricated. Wait a second. I thought the people in this country put those two contenders up to be, well, in hopes that they'll become the next president of the United States of America. Not at all. It all falls under false pretense, giving you the impression that you're the ones voting for them. Do you ever see when these individuals are up on the on stage there? You know all those people that are behind them? Did you know that they're bought and paid for? Because if you were to see the other side of it, you would probably see very few people. That is a fact. That is a fact. Let me give you an idea concerning Hillary Clinton really quick here. On her Iowa kickoff for her presidential campaign, did you know that there was only 22 people that showed up? That's 22 more people than showed up for Joe Biden, by the way. Okay. This is what it stated. This was the National Journal reported. Gone are the soaring speeches and the big rally crowd swapped out for roundtable discussions and meet and greets with local activists. But the dozens of reporters both in the room and chasing after Hillary's van were a reminder of just how difficult it will be for one of the most recognizable public figures, a criminal, in the world to hold events that truly feel intimate. Okay? Did you know that 14 of the 22 people were, guess what, reporters? There were 7 people that met Hillary Clinton there to support her presidential campaign. 7. Who did they put her up against? Donald Trump. How did they put Donald Trump up in the face of Hillary Clinton? Well, the same mainstream media gave Donald Trump all of the recognition and exposure that he needed. What about the 1,162 other presidential contenders even during that period? The numbers may vary a little to the right or vary to the left. But again, we never heard of a one of them. Okay? Same thing happened with the Clintons. Same thing happened with what? Barack Hussein Obama. Here, let me give it to you this way. Let's go back to Barack Hussein Obama. Do you remember that during the 2010 elections that 63, again, unconstitutional Democratic representatives were unseated? That was the voice of the people. Do you remember that? Oh, by the way, what did the good guys do when they got into power? Absolutely nothing but give you more excuses and beg for more money. All the while they were getting paid through our tax dollars, yet they were still begging for more money to do their job, which they've never done. And I could go down that list, but for the sake of time, do you remember that Barack Obama had more than had to move his 2012 convention from a 74,000 seat arena to a 20,000 seat arena, and he still couldn't fill the seats by giving away free tickets? All of these presidential contenders that the mainstream media are highlighting right now are completely handpicked. They're the establishment. Every one of them. Okay? Let me go on to the next one. Do you remember that when it was reported in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see Barack Hussein Obama? This is for his second cycle. Oh, I think it's important for you to understand that the fix was in because when Barack Obama, and we played the video on the show, was talking to a diplomat from Russia, he had told him before he ran for the second reelection, he told him, wait until my second term. Remember, he was caught on a hot mic? Folks, quit deceiving yourselves into believing that these are real contenders, because they are not. They are not the picks of the people in any sense of the word. Here, let me give you another one. So, giving away free tickets, Barack Obama still couldn't fill a 20,000-seat arena. Do you remember when he said the weather was a detriment to that convention? Well, the meteorologist was brought up on television, and he was asked the question, did the weather have anything to do with it? He said, absolutely nothing to do with it. Okay? See, this is why you can never trust a thing that these people say. When Obama was in Milwaukee, the papers reported that the seats were filled. 18,000 seats in that arena were filled to see Obama. Did you know that truthers went there and they found that there was only 5,000 seats that were available? This is how you're being lied to by the mainstream media. Was Barack Obama the pick of the people? Nope. Nope. The first cycle, we'll give it to him. 16 to 33 years old. 83% of the people voted him in. Yep. The second term, nope, because the first day that he was in office, what did he do? He began his attack to upend the American people and the Constitution and its Christian heritage. He was the guy that was responsible for saying that he was going to fundamentally transform America 5 minutes before his inaugural address. Isn't that crazy? I mean, you voted for that, right? You voted for Hillary Clinton. You gave her the extra money to create fans and followers, right? Same thing with Joe Biden. You voted for him, right? You voted for George W. Bush, too, to attack an innocent nation in killing 1 million innocent people and stealing their oil and making $34 billion, said General Wesley Clark. You voted him in, too, didn't you? No, absolutely you didn't. That's a smack in the face of the American people by the mainstream media who would have you believe that you are responsible for voting him in. Not at all. Okay? Let's go to the next point. Do you remember when it was reported? Oh, yep, I already got to that one. Do you remember that 70% of Obama's Twitter followers were completely found to be fake accounts? Do you remember when Stevie Wonder couldn't get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Obama's second cycle? Or second term? Of the presidency of the United States of America. But I thought everybody voted him in. They reelected him. No, they didn't. You believed the lie. Okay? You believed the lie. Did you forget, Americans, that during the reelection inauguration that there wasn't even enough people in Washington, D.C., this is no joke, to fill up the hotel rooms? That doesn't happen in D.C., folks. I could call right now and probably have a hard time getting a room. And of course, during his term, you surely have forgotten the massive voter fraud that took place in the United States in the during his incumbency. I mean, as if to suggest we were all happy that Barack was there, giving us the finger and desecrating the memories of those that fought, bled, and died, giving him the opportunity to be in the office over 1,163 times. That's how many times he trampled the Constitution. How many times he desecrated the blood that was shed for the freedoms that we have today. You know, it's interesting. They even tried to accuse the black people of voting in Barack Obama. But I had Bishop Harry Jackson, who was a friend of mine, who said the black communities are embarrassed that he's the first black president. Boy, this just doesn't line up, does it? And I do want you to know who did support Barack Obama. The homosexuals, the sodomites, because that's what he is. Less than 1% of the population voted him in. Who were used as a political battering ram to make way for Sharia law. Isn't that what they were doing in the People's White House? Yep. Celebrating Ramadan. Now you're seeing it in your local capitals throughout the United States of America. Planned Parenthood supported him. They were used as a political battering ram to eradicate human life under the guise of choice as well. Hey, folks, I got a question. All of these presidential contenders that are being put up to you right now and sold to you as the people's choice, why is abortion still happening in their states? Why were the walls, like, for example, Donald Trump, why was it the walls were never built? Why was he advocating everything that he said he stood against, like abortion and giving them $600 million more than Barack Obama ever gave them? And by the way, I have a list of all of these emails. I'm still waiting for someone brave enough to actually call in and say, prove it, because I've done it 1,000 times on this program. Hey, folks, these aren't your real contenders that are in front of your face. You need to pull the curtain back and find the real contenders, because those are the people that you want in office, not those that are a part of the establishment, because the only thing that they'll do is continuously prop up what you're complaining about.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.